Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yotasim and Aleph. We're holding on Yotasim and Aleph, 13 lines from the top, by the words of Ashi. So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ashkechil Rav Kahano, Dukamisakech al Gabi Echsadra, She'in lo Petzimen. Rav Ashi, one time, he went to visit Rav Kahano, and he saw him putting schach on top of his Echsadra, even though there were no posts, and he was seemingly using Pitikur Yared Visaisim by the edges of the Echsadra to create the third wall of his sukkah, like in this picture in the Gemara. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahano, Leisavala Mar, Lahad Amar Rava, Yesh la Psimim Ksheira, Ein la Psimim Psula. It's only if you have posts, it's only if you have posts within three tvachim of each other, and we could use lava to create a wall, so then the sukkah is Ksheira. But if you don't have posts, then we don't say Pitikar Yard Vesaisim in this case. So Achvi Lei, so Rav Kahano showed Rav Ashi, that no, near Mibifne Veshav Mibachutz. There really is a third wall to the sukkah. You couldn't see it from the outside, but you could see it from the inside. Inami near Mibachutz Veshav Mibachutz. Where another, alternatively, that it was a wall that you could see from the outside of the sukkah, even though you couldn't see it from the inside. Now, how do we know that such a wall is considered a valid wall? Deidmar nir mi bachutz v'shav mi bifnim, nidoy mishum lechi. Balacha by Erevin is that when it comes to a lechi, if you have a lechi which is only visible from the outside, even though it's not visible from the inside, it's shav mi bifnim, you don't notice that there's a lechi over there. The lacha is nidoy mishum lechi. It counts as a lechi. V'lechi hainu betzimen, so that could count as the wall over here by sukkah as well, and therefore really he wasn't using pitikur yared v'sayisim, he really had a third wall to the sukkah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukkah nidin ke-sukkah. The halacha is that if you have psal, schach, which protrudes past the sukkah, so the halacha is it's nidin ke-sukkah, it's treated halachically like the sukkah, and you could be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah underneath that schach. Now, my psal yoytzim in a sukkah, what exactly is this case? So the Gemara brings four mahalchim. Amar ula, it's kanim ha-yoytzim ha-chayri ha-sukkah. It's chach that protrudes past behind the sukkah. So you have the three walls of the sukkah. Past one of the walls of the sukkah, you have schach that goes past the middle wall of the sukkah. And so the Gemara, the Braisa seems to be saying that you could be yoytzim sukkah underneath that schach, even though there's no walls or anything. Says the Gemara, but how could you be yaitzi the mitzvah of sukkah there? You need three walls. Says the Gemara, but no, there are walls. Meaning the walls of the sukkah also protruded together with the schach. Not just that the schach protruded, but the walls protruded with it. Ah, frak the Gemara, beina nechsher sukkah. Ah, but it needs to be zayin al zayin. Says the Gemara, but we're talking about where it is zayin al zayin. It has to be a lot of schach. Says the Gemara, but was a lot of schach. Well, frak the Gemara, yachi, if you had everything going for it, so the Maile Meimers, and what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Psal yoytze min ha-sukkah, nidin ke-sukkah. Shkayach, it's a regular sukkah. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema, I might have thought to say, hayo ulugavay avidi, ulubroi lo yavidi, since the mice of the walls were not made for that sukkah that happened to protrude it past it. It was made for the etzem, for the main sukkah, so therefore, emaloy, I might have thought to say that you can't use the walls for this, sukkah that was created, by accident, so to speak. Kumash malon, then no, halacha is that it is kosher. That's the first pshat in psal yoytze min ha-sukkah. Rabbi Rav Yosef Ami Tervayu, they said a different shot. Imsal yoytzim minasukah. That it's the other direction. Halcha bekarnim ayoytzim lefnim minasukah. It protruded together on the same side as the open side of the sukkah. You have a sukkah with three walls. There's a picture on the in Rashi over here on the bottom right of the page. So you have a sukkah with three walls, and there's schach that protruded past the opening of the sukkah. Umashcha va'azul chadadayfen ba'adayu. And there's also one of the walls that protruded together with that schach. So now, ma'u detema halasli hachshir sukkah. I might have thought to say that in that area itself, if you look at it like an isolated area, so it doesn't have a hachshir sukkah. Maybe it doesn't have zayin al zayin. It doesn't have three walls. Maybe kamash malon. Then no, the halacha is that we could view the entire thing as being one sukkah. Psalo yaitzim in a sukkah is nidin kasukkah. It's like the etzem sukkah, and therefore it's kosher. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a different pshat, third pshat, that lo nitzrucha el l'sukkah sheruba tzilasam ruba mechamasa umi'uta chamasam ruba metzilasa. We're discussing a sukkah that overall it's more shade than provides more shade than it does sun, but there's a patch inside the sukkah that it provides more sun than it does shade. So ma'u detaim, I might have thought to say tipasel b'ach porta. So at least that patch itself should be puzzle. Kamash Mulan, then no, we donned the whole thing together, and the entire sukkah's kosher, even that patch. Now the question is how does that fit into the words, psal hayotze min ha-sukkah, schach, which goes out from the sukkah. What does this have to do with psal hayotze min ha-sukkah? So he explained, umay yotze me hechsher sukkah. It means that you have schach, which is not hechsher sukkah, it's kosher schach, but it doesn't have the right shear, it's not enough, it provides more sun than it does shade. So the Kamash Mulan is that psal hayotze min ha-sukkah, that it doesn't have the shear to be kosher, it's neither in kasukkah, it's still treated like the rest of the sukkah. Being that overall the sukkah provides more shade than it does sun, so therefore it's neither in kasukkah, and you can even be yaitz in the mitzvah of sukkah underneath that patch. Rav Ishiya Amar, a fourth pshat, Rav Ishiya Amar, the l'inditzrucha el l'schach pasul, pachos mishleisha besukkah katana. We're discussing metal rods, schach pasul, that you put into a, that's less than 3 tfachim wide, it's less than 3 tfachim of schach pasul, and you put it into a schach, a sukkah katana, into a zayin al zayin tefach sukkah. So now what, and so the chiddush is that being that it's less than 3 tfachim, it's kosher. It's kosher, and you could even sleep underneath it, you could eat underneath it, it's mamish nidin kasukkah. Now, again, what does that have to do with the words yaitse min asukkah? How is that psala yaitse min asukkah? So he explained, umay yaitse, yaitse mitayra sukkah. If you have schach, that's yaitse mitayra sukkah, meaning it's not schach at all, it's pasul schach, it's metal, the halacha is that it's nidin kasukkah. It's nidin kasukkah in this case. Maskefa Rav Hishayo, Rav Hishayo asked Rav Hishayo, lo yehei el avir. Why? What's the chiddush in this brisa? If that's the case, then what's the chiddush? Why should it be any worse than avir? Avir is always more chomer than schach pasul. Why would I have thought that this would be a problem? Why would it be any worse than avir? Avir pachas mishleish tefachim besukkah katana mi pasul. Does avir less than 3 tefachim in a sukkah katana pasul? It doesn't. So just like avir is kosher, so obviously schach pasul is also kosher in such a case. Says the Gemara, Amar lei, Rav Abba responded, no, there's the chiddush in this braisa. The braisa is not just saying that the sukkah is kosher. The braisa is saying that it's nidin kasukkah, that you can even sleep underneath it. That's what Rav Abba says. Zem mitztarif yeshenim tachtav. The chiddush of the braisa is that the schach pasul is mitztarif, and you can even sleep underneath it. Zem mitztarif ve'en yeshenim tachtav. While avir is mitztarif, v'lamaisa, you can't sleep underneath it, and therefore that's the chiddush of this braisa, that you can even sleep underneath it. Frak the Gemara, does that make any sense? U'miika midid tzerufim mitztarif hu'atzmein a kosher. Could you have something that's mitztarif even though it itself is not kosher? How could you tell me that the avir is mitztarif but it's not kosher? You can't sleep underneath it. That doesn't make any sense. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. It's not true. We have a precedent to such a thing that you could have something that's mitztarif even though it itself is not kosher. He said, and yes, you could have such a thing. Tit hanarik yechiyach. This case of the liquid imod by Hilchos Mikvais will prove it. Shem mitztarif la'arboim so va'toivu bay le'also le'tfila. The halacha is that even though you can't be toivul inside this liquid imod, it's not a kosher mikvah, but lemaisa it's mitztarif to the shear of 40 saw by a mikvah. If you have a mikvah with water, so it's mitztarif to the shear of 40 saw, even though it itself is not kosher. So you see, we have such a concept, something could be mitztarif, even though it itself is not kosher.